Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a young boy, when he questioned his father and he tricked the community by destroying some of those idols, and when they came back from their festival and saw the idols were smashed, he actually, when questioned, said, well, ask them what happened, if they could only speak, and they knew the idols couldn't speak, so they had beef with him. They really did not like what he did. They wanted to get back at him. They expelled him from the community at some point. They tried to harm him, and Allah always saved him. But he looked at, when he went to a place called Haran, and out in the open, he saw the stars. And he says, you know what? These stars are better than the idols that my father was carving. He did not worship the stars. He only considered the greatness of the stars. And then he says, no, no, no. When the stars began to disappear, he said, it can't be. This can't be my Lord. And then a little while later, he saw the moon. Beautiful, nice, bright, shining moon. He looked at the moon. He says, well, this is shining brighter than the stars. This is actually even better. He did not worship the moon. But he was considering, looking for his creator. Who created me? Who made me? And so when he looked at the moon, and the moon began to also set. You know, the moon sets and it began to disappear. He said, that can't be my Lord. He says, oh my Lord, if you're not going to guide me, whoever you are, I'm going to be misguided. You guide me. The prayer and supplication for guidance is the most important prayer you and I could ever make. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. We repeat it every day. Wallahi, my brothers, my sisters, the dua, the supplication you make, the most powerful of all of them is to ask Allah for guidance. May Allah guide me and guide all of us and keep us on the straight path. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he continually asked Allah to guide him. He saw the sun rise in the morning and he was excited because for the first time, even though throughout his life he used to see the sun every day, but it was the first time he considered the greatness of the sun. That's why Allah says, when you look into the creation of Allah, the night and the day and the way it moves and the sun and the moon and so on, you will discover the greatness of the Maker thereafter. But for us, every day we look at things, we take it for granted. Take a moment. Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ. Don't go too far. Look inside yourself. Take a look at your organs. Each one of them is a sign of the existence of Allah. How they work, how it happens. You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. You're breathing effortlessly, subhanAllah. Your heart is pumping 136,000 times a day and you don't even realize. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, and you still think we don't exist. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Each one of your limbs, your organs, your ears, your lips, your nose, your nostrils, the hair in your nose and why it's there is just a miracle from Allah. It's not a coincidence. Those who tell you that are actually not even dreaming, because a dream itself is a miracle. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty grant us guidance. So Ibrahim alayhi salam looks at the sun and he says, you know what? Wow, this is bigger than all of it. Wow. He's looking, he did not worship the sun, but he's considering, where is my maker? And then he realized something powerful, the most powerful statement, and the Quran has it in the Quran. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I turn my face in worship to the one who created the heavens and the earth, the skies and the earth. Everything I'm seeing, whoever made this, he is my Lord. And I turn my face to him alone without associating a single partner with him in worship. And I will worship him and him alone. He discovered Allah.